have Tiffany with me from Natural Grocers out of Durango. Hi, Tiffany.
Hi, David. Thanks for having me today.
Well, I am so glad that you've agreed to be a part of the program. I like to bring experts on, and I want to talk a little bit about where you're from. I know you're in Durango. Are you originally from Durango?
I'm not. So I was born and raised in Nebraska in the Midwest, and I moved to Colorado in my 20s, and I lived on the Front Range for most of that time, but I've been in the Durango area for about 6 years now.
Wow. Well, you're a Durangutan then. You're an official Durangutan. After 3 years, if you're still there, it makes you an official Durangutan.
Okay.
So, you know, I'm going to call you that.
Now, please do.
Now, let me ask you something. What made you get into nutrition? I mean, let's talk a little bit about, because you are, let me make sure that I get your title right, because there are different types of nutritionists out there, and I didn't know that until a couple years ago. So what type of nutritionist are you, and where did you get your education?
So I'm a certified master nutrition therapist, and I was certified through a school called the Nutrition Therapy Institute, which is located in Denver. And this is really a school that really focuses on the therapeutic use of whole foods and the critical roles that nutrients play in supporting our health. And so they offer a couple different programs through the Nutrition Therapy Institute, but the program that I completed, the Master Nutrition Therapist program, that's a two-year program, which goes into quite a bit of depth with not just your basic nutrition, but also digestion, detoxification, et cetera. It was really fun.
You're barking up my tree, because that's... I'm going to tell you, I wish I'd learned this stuff when I was younger, but, you know, I don't want to age myself, but I'm 62 years old. And when I was a kid, you know, we didn't know about nutrition. And if it was green, you know, my brother wouldn't eat it. I personally always loved spinach and all that kind of stuff, but I did not know about the bad stuff that you know, we have a tendency to gorge ourselves on, or I do. And it's a lot of stuff that actually makes you hungrier. So it makes you crave that. And that's from greasy foods to sugar to that kind of stuff. So I'm so glad that I have somebody like you that has that education in that direction to eat, to be healthy. And listen to your body more than anything. But I forgot the whole tangent I was going on. I'm so excited to have you. So, all right.
Well, I guess I can just... if I could just comment on that a little bit. I mean, I'm with you 100%. I also grew up with your very standard American diet. Lots of sugar, lots of processed foods, not a lot of vegetables going on. And so it's been interesting for me to... Yeah, I've really gone through a big metamorphosis, similar to what you've gone through, I'm sure, and really have seen changes in my health in response to the dietary changes that I've made. But yeah, I mean, same as you. You know, when I was growing up, this information just wasn't as available as it is now. So it makes me really happy that it is more available now, and people like you were doing these types of shows and really bring in helpful, good science-based information to people so they can really use diet to improve their health.
Right. And well, the big thing is I don't want to beat people over the head. You know, I said in the earlier segment that it's about the four-letter word, which is moderation, moderation, moderation. And I realize that moderation is not a four-letter word, but to some of us, it is, or it has been.
Yeah.
So that's basically the whole premise. Now, I also talk about alcohol in the first segment. And when we were talking off microphone, you said something very profound to me about alcohol. You know, those of us that still are able to partake, and I'm not as healthy as I'd like to be, but I'm on my way there. a nutritionist have approved, and I want to make sure that I'm on the same page with you, but nutritionists have approved that one shot for ladies and up to two shots for men can be beneficial to you. However, and the comment that you made, and I want you to rephrase that or to say it again, however it was that you put it, because it was perfect.
Yeah. So, if our bodies are healthy, high functioning, and it seems like we can tolerate that one shot a day if you're a woman or two shots a day if you're a man, alcohol in moderation is really not a problem for a lot of people. However, if you are posed with a health challenge that you're really trying to work on, whether that health challenge would be, you know, just getting your immune system back on track, getting your hormones back on track, your digestion, if you're really trying to realign some system in your body, chances are alcohol is probably not going to help you to realign. And so for that reason, there certainly can be at least times of our lives or periods of our lives where it can support our health to just completely cut out the alcohol, you know, and maybe that's for a month, maybe it's for 6 months, maybe it's for 6 years for some people. But wherever you are on that healing journey, just know that alcohol does work against that healing process oftentimes.
Right. Now, I will say this, and it's also very high. So if you're on a calorie counting kind of lifestyle, it's very high in calories for the most part, too.
Yeah, so. It's true.
So it's not good for weight loss if you
Yeah, definitely not good for weight loss, unfortunately.
Yeah, I can. Yeah.
I think we probably all have personal experience with that.
We better move on. All right. So that's basically what I needed to hear. Now, let me, I do know it's so difficult when you go into a store, because I've been all about, if you cannot pronounce something on a label, you probably shouldn't eat it. But or consume it. But my problem is there's a lot of even the good stuff. I can't tell you. I can't pronounce half the grains that I should be eating. So I guess, you know, when you go into the store to look at, and I've said this before, a nutritionist and a doctor has both said to me, when you go into a regular grocery store, it's a little different when you go into to your store. Because you guys are set up a lot differently and have most of the stuff in that store, if not all, is can be healthy for you. But a doctor said to me, and a nutritionist, if you go into a regular grocery store, to stay along the outside edges. In other words, go where the fruits and vegetables and the outside edges are where everything is fresh. Usually the middle is where the canned stuff is, and you should stay away from that. But with your organization, it's a lot different. Everything in that store is either, I know all the fresh vegetables are organic, right?
Mm-hmm. That's true. Yeah, 100% certified organic, all of our produce that we sell.
Yeah, all the produce. And then the rest of the store is primarily based on, even the canned goods are primarily based on health conscious things.
Right, yeah. So great thing about shopping at natural grocers that can make life a little bit easier for people is nothing in our store is ever going to have artificial colors, artificial flavors, things like high fructose corn syrup. You're not going to find that in any products that we sell. Yeah, so no artificial preservatives, nothing like that in our store.
So for obvious reasons, these are things that you should try to stay away from.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay. All right. So when you're looking at a label and you see, and you're looking at a basic label and it's telling you, you know, for the longest time, and because I'm a bread maker as well, I've seen in my breads, I thought I was doing a good thing by buying bread that said it was enriched flour in it. And come to find out, that just means that they have bleached the heck out of the flour to begin with. And then when they say enriched, they've added the vitamins back in. Am I understanding that correctly?
Yes, yeah. Enriched means that they have added certain vitamins, certain nutrients back in to the flour. And part of that is because when the flour is processed, it does lose some of those nutrients.
Right.
So they add it back in. But also, throughout American history, there's been certain periods of times where people have had critical nutrient deficiencies, and that was one way that the government really found it to be easy to correct those deficiencies is to add them back to the flour. So there's a couple different things going on there. But yeah,
I've never heard that. That is extremely interesting. I've never heard that before. Mm-hmm. That is extremely interesting. All right, so if I'm just a regular consumer, let's talk about a basic label on anything, really. What are the things that I should look for or be leery of?
Yeah, all right. So reading labels is so important, and I'm really happy that we're talking about this today because I feel like no matter where you shop or what you're buying, it's always good to get in the habit of looking at that label so you know what you're actually putting in your body. So the first thing that you're going to look at is the amount of the serving and the number of servings in the container, because the values that are listed on that nutrition facts panel, those are the values for one serving. But most of the time when we purchase things at the grocery store, there is more than one serving per package. So, for example, if you were to buy, let's say you're buying a bag of cookies, and the serving size is for two cookies. So you really have to be honest with yourself. Am I really going to eat two cookies? Okay, well, if I am, then these are the values that I'm looking for. But if I'm going to eat four cookies or six cookies, I need to do some multiplication. So that's always the first thing you want to know is what is the serving size and how many servings you're going to be consuming. There's a lot of good information on that nutrition facts panel. There's information about protein, which can be very helpful. Information about fiber, which can be very helpful. Fat, et cetera, et cetera. One thing that's so important, especially in this day and age, for all of us to be paying attention to is the sugar. So when you look at that nutrition facts panel, it's going to tell you the total amount of carbohydrate that's in one serving of that product. It's also going to tell you the amount of sugar. So the sugar is the is really going to be the very fast digesting carbohydrate, which of course is more likely to throw our blood sugar out of whack. And so, just for example, in front of me here, I have this cup of organic strawberry yogurt. This is a delicious yogurt that we sell in our store.
Yummy.
Strawberry. Yeah, really good. And when I look at the nutrition facts panel, I find, so this is one of those little cups of yogurt. So there's one serving in a cup, and there's 20 grams of sugar in this one serving. Here is a little tool that can kind of be helpful when you're thinking about sugar. There are 4 grams of sugar in 1 teaspoon, all right? 4 grams of sugar in 1 teaspoon.
Okay.
So when I look at this strawberry yogurt and I see there are 20 grams of sugar, that actually means that there's 5 teaspoons of sugar in this little yogurt cup. So when you think about it like that, that's really a lot of sugar. That's more sugar than we're going to want to have in any one serving. And, you know, I tend to kind of pick on these flavored yogurts a little bit. They're so delicious, and
they
all love them. And, you know, we hear all the time that yogurt is good for us. that if your yogurt is vanilla or honey or strawberry flavored or whatever, chances are those manufacturers are adding a lot of extra sugar.
And that is so good to know.
Yeah. It goes from being like a healthy food to a not as healthy food. So you can still eat these things, of course, but you might want to think of them more like treats, like that's kind of your dessert at the end of the day.
Right. That's back to that four-letter word again, moderation.
Yes. Yeah, I love that. I'm gonna use that four-letter word.
Yeah. Well, I just came up with that today, and I'm like, that's great. That's perfect. Because to me, you know, when somebody tells me we haven't met face to face, but I will tell you that my mom always told me I had a face for radio. But I'm a big guy, you know, I'm a big fella. When you tell me that I can only have two cookies, I'm going to tell you that, you know, there were days in my life where I ate the whole pack, you know, so... learning to, and I didn't know that was bad for me. I just knew it, you know, it satisfied me. So learning to deal with that and learning how to shrink your stomach from having those kind of wants. Now, and is there anything else particularly that, before I move on to something else, I just want to make sure, is there anything else that you want to talk about a label and what to look for?
Well, yeah, I think, again, so much of this information is useful. The sodium, a lot of times, can be very useful to look at as well, simply because so many prepared foods have so much sodium. And personally, I love salt. You know, good quality salt, like I don't know if you've talked on your show about the Himalayan salt, for example. Yeah. So I love that stuff, and I use a lot of it, and I think that those types of good quality salts, when you're putting it on your food that you're making at home, that is actually a very important nutrient, in my opinion. But in packaged foods, they do add so much salt, and you know what? It's usually not that really good, nutrient, mineral-rich Himalayan pink salt. It's the more refined salt that right. doesn't give us all those extra minerals. And so we don't want to get too much of that in our diet. So the sodium is good to look at. And last but not least, beyond just the nutrition facts panel, the ingredient list, because again, if that product that you're selecting, if that has artificial colors, artificial flavors, trans fats, those things are not, trans fats often go by the name partially hydrogenated oils. And there's a loophole where if there's less than, you know, a certain amount of trans fats in one serving, they don't have to list it on the label. They can write like zero trans fat. So again, if you're not reading the ingredients, if you're just looking at that nutrition facts panel, it's not going to give you that kind of information if there's the trans fats, the artificial ingredients, etc. So it is good to look at the ingredients and see, does it contain Blue Lake number 5 or whatever? If so, you know that that's definitely an artificial coloring. And, you know, you might want to steer towards a healthier option.
Gotcha. So we want to look out for anything artificial for number one is the big thing, and try to stay away from that if at all possible.
Yes.
All right. Well, listen, I know that you're Natural Grocers. What's the address there in Durango?
We are at 1123 Camino del Rio in Durango. And so if you're coming in from Farmington, that's, you know, Highway 550 that you're going to drive on, and we are right across from Rite Aid with the blue awning. In that busy part of Camino del Rio.
I've been in that store a couple of times, actually. Mm-hmm. All right, so now, and the other thing that I want to get across, because I'm pretty sure you're doing the same thing, is you offer this information, and it costs absolutely nothing, for one thing. But the other thing is, do you offer classes as well? That can they be a part of a class that you might put together?
Absolutely. So, yeah, thank you for bringing this up. We do offer free classes at our store.
Hold on. Ultimate word in here is free.
Yeah, absolutely free, open to the public, open to everyone. Actually, many of my favorite customers, they live in Farmington, and they come from Farmington and come to my classes. But in any case, I teach a lot of the classes here. We also have other healthcare providers in the community come and teach classes as well. And you can find our class schedule if you go to naturalgrocers.com/Durango.
naturalgrocers.com/Durango. And I'll post that on my Let's Cook Facebook page as well.
Thank you. Yeah. And we have, if you go to Natural Grocers Durango, we also have a Facebook page. You can like that, and most of our events are posted there. And again, those classes truly are free. They have wonderful information that really can help to support your health. And then also, like you mentioned, I offer Natural Grocers offers free one-on-one nutrition coaching with myself here at the store. And again, that is a truly free service.
Well, and it's a wealth of information, too. I mean, it's I have dealt with nutritionists in the past. I love the fact that they just want me to be healthy. I love that.
Do want you to be healthy, David.
and you don't pick on me like the doctor does.
Well, you know, I think most of us, you know, speaking from a nutritionist point of view, most of us, we go through our own journeys of health too, and we know that it's not always easy to change habits, right? But one of the great things about coming to the store and getting some nutrition advice here is that it is free, and oftentimes I will see people maybe once a month for 6 or 8 months while they are working on their health goals. And so you keep coming back, we check in, we can talk about what's working and what's not, and that's really the way you see the most progress. And there's never any charge for any of those coaching sessions. Even if we have 100 coaching sessions, there's never a fee for that.
That's just fantastic. Now, we're about out of time, but there's a question that I didn't ask at the beginning, and I usually always ask this, and I apologize for forgetting about it, but what made you decide to choose this career path?
Right. Well, you know, when I was in my early 30s, I would say, I just started becoming more aware of how the foods I was eating was affecting my body. Again, I didn't really grow up in the kind of culture where, you know, if we were feeling bad, we would think about what we were eating. It's just not a connection that we made in my family. And I just started noticing, oh gosh, when I eat a lot of vegetables, I just feel so much more energetic and I have more mental clarity and my mood is so much better versus when I eat my normal sandwiches and pasta and all that kind of stuff. And it just made me realize that there were probably so many people walking around out there not feeling well, not feeling their best, not being able to completely live the lives they wanted to live. And it was because of what they were eating, and they didn't understand that, just like I hadn't understood that. And I just wanted to become a resource so I could teach people how to live better in their bodies.
Well,
so,
I have determined that it's, you know, and when computers first came out, there was a saying, and I believe it's the same thing about our bodies, and that's garbage in, garbage out.
Right.
So I do appreciate you taking some time. I'd like to invite you back again if I can call on you some other time to visit us. I would certainly appreciate it.
Yes, absolutely. It was so fun, and thank you for having me on.
Oh, you bet. This particular segment, I'd like to take some time to address the mystery around the use of butter, and we're going to talk about coffee too in a little bit. But is it really bad for you? There are so many studies out concerning butter. I'm going to do my best to answer some of those concerns today. Now, keep in mind that there is a big difference between butter and margarine. Margarine is a man-made artificial substance, and I personally highly recommend that you stay away from using it at all. Our bodies are not processed or designed to process it properly, and thus the fat, it's like fat down the kitchen sink. It sticks to the walls of our arteries and plugs up our plumbing and continues to build up and thus restricting the blood flow, which is not a good thing. Butter, on the other hand, now, it's a natural byproduct of what does a body good. Yeah, the earliest known origins of butter, they go back like 45,000 years when people first started domesticating cattle. In India, clarified butter, or ghee, has been considered a food of purity, and it's been used for over 3,000 years. Even the Bible speaks of Moses offering it to the three angels that appeared to him. For a millennium, people have praised butter for health benefits. So why did butter turn out to be the villain? All right, at the turn of the century, heart disease was very rare. But around 1960, it became our number one killer. Yet the consumption of butter had gone down from 18 pounds per person per year to just 4 pounds. Curiouser and curiouser. It was first proposed that saturated fat and cholesterol in your diet were to blame for this coronary heart disease. Numerous studies later, they have been unable to confirm all of those findings. We made the shift from natural fat to manufactured fat. Yeah, the margarine manufacturers boasted that it was a healthier choice, and moms bought it. In those days, the science wasn't available to prove otherwise. We never stopped to ask for proof of the hazards of what we were feeding our children. I want to know about that plasticized stuff that they're telling me to feed my precious family. Since the early 70s, American average saturated fat intake has dropped considerably, while the rates of obesity, diabetes, and heart disease have surged. Reducing healthy sources of dietary fat has contributed to a serious decline in our well-being. those of us that speak out against the anti-fat establishment are still largely ignored. As I pointed out on this show on numerous occasions, I am a strong proponent of healthy fats in your diet. I've also had nutritionists, educated nutritionists with degrees, say that very same thing. It works to give your body the fatty acids of longevity, hormone balance, heart health, sharp vision, growing moist skin, and energy. The wonderful of oils and fat certainly includes organic, preferably raw butter, cultured raw butter is also preferred, if you can find it, if it's available to you. Raw, organic, unsalted butter is the best when you can find it. Please remember this. Eliminating butter and other healthy animal fats from your diet is not the way our ancestors survived. The question comes now, how much do I eat a day? Listen to your body. It'll tell you. This will take some concentration on your part. If you're craving it, typically your body needs it. Raw butter will help you develop beautiful muscles. Remember that. Now, let's touch on the benefits of coffee in your daily routine. Each cup is packed full. Are you ready for this? And I did not know this until I started checking into it. I love coffee even more now. Each cup is packed full of antioxidants. In a plain cup of black coffee, it shows more antioxidant potential than even green tea and cocoa. For a lot of us, it's the primary source of daily antioxidants. Me, it is. Coffee in low doses can act as a short-term memory boost as well. I can't remember right now why. Hold on. Let me grab a cup of coffee. I'll be right back. Okay. In studies, one cup of coffee has shown to increase the brain activity, improved memory skills, problem solving, reasoning, and increased reaction time. Yeah, all of that. Now, are you ready for this? Coffee has been shown to potentially protect the mind against cognitive decline. It has been proven to assist in preventing Alzheimer's and dementia, both of which run in my family. Yep. I've always known my daily cup of Joe would be my salvation. Not to mention the people I come in contact with each and every day. Coffee in moderation, 2 to 4 cups, has recently been shown to be a healthy benefit for your heart. Yeah. According to more studies, it could be beneficial in warding off certain types of cancer. Coffee might even lower a person's chance of getting type 2 diabetes. Coffee can enhance your energy level and boost your daily exercise routine. Now, most experts will advise drinking coffee before a workout due to the dehydration effect. I say as long as you drink water or a sports drink, it will help eliminate that small effect of the dehydration coffee might cause. Finally, coffee has shown signs of helping curb and alleviate depression. I know it put a huge smile on my face every morning. I know it does. And when I'm feeling depressed, I crave a good cup of coffee and sometimes a stiff adult beverage, alcohol. But that just makes me more depressed. So it's to the coffee, man. Listen, I hope that I've shined a little light on the benefits of keeping butter and coffee in your daily diet. But please don't take my word for it. Research it for yourself. And most importantly, stop and listen to your own body and what it's telling you. I looked for some stuff that you see this stuff on the website all the time. So I did kind of I did some research on about what you should eat and what you shouldn't eat. And as far as vegetables are concerned, because I was kind of curious. So I did it. I summed it all up and I did a conglomeration of what you should eat and what you shouldn't eat. I've got 8 vegetables that you should eat all the time and 8 vegetables that you should only eat in moderation, if any at all. And I had to look several times for several different postings because the ones that shouldn't eat are some of my favorite, and I'm sure there's some of yours as well. Now, the only thing that I couldn't find out is about yams and sweet potatoes and the main difference, if they're the same as far as the nutrients are concerned. I know they're not the same. It's two completely different things, but I'm not too sure about the nutrients. So we'll leave that technical end of it out, but here is 8 of the vegetables that you should be eating or should have in your diet on a regular basis. And I also have 8 vegetables that you should only eat in moderation, if eating them at all. And you're going to be somewhat disappointed. Radishes, the first one. I love radishes. They're high in fiber. They're low in cholesterol. Great, great item to have to munch on. I've never cooked a radish. Typically, you're going to eat them raw. Now, cucumbers, they're one of the healthiest. They're chock full of nutrients, and they're extremely easy on your digestive system, which we all need that. Zucchini, oh my gosh, another one of those. Chock full, it's easy to digest, and it is so versatile. From eating it raw, I make a zucchini bread. You can cut it into strips or to make it noodle size and use it for spaghetti noodles instead of regular pasta. Very healthy, very good for you. Rutabaga, which I have had very little. I have had some. I like it all right. It's easy on your gut because it's high in soluble fiber, and that's important. It makes it easy to digest, quickly digest. Yams. Yams are a great source of vitamin C and B6. Now, I'm going to say yams only, not sweet potatoes, until I get some more research done. And those of you that know for positive, those of you that are very well educated, you nutritionist, for instance, you can leave me that information on our Facebook page. One cup of yams contains nearly 20% of the nutrients that you need for the day. 20%. And 1 cup of yams. I could eat a cup of yams very easily. Maybe not every day, but every other day. Carrots. Carrots have always been something good. They're sold in such bulk. In any of these vegetables, I would try to stay with organic so that you know that they're not raised with chemicals and so forth. But they're a great source of vitamin B, C, D. They've got beta carotene. They've got the oleic acid. They've got potassium, magnesium, and fiber. They're a great choice for anyone who experiences regular constipation. Were you aware of that? Carrots will help your constipation. Now, how about celery? You know, celery is really low in calories. As a matter of fact, you're gonna burn up more calories than celery has in it by just eating it, by chewing it. I personally don't like cooked celery, but it does hold its crispness in vegetables that you use it to cook in. It's a wonderful source of vitamin K, and it also could assist in lowering your cholesterol. Bell peppers. Now, this I didn't know about bell peppers, because you see all the colors. Well, the green is the unripe yellow. The yellow is the unripe red. Did you know that? I didn't know that. It only makes sense to me, but I did not know that, because, you know, when you're talking about green chilies, which this didn't have any information on green chilies. We all know green chili is good for you. These are just vegetables other than green chili that you should be eating and have in your diet. You should always have green chili in your diet, or red, of course. But bell peppers, they've got significant levels of potassium, magnesium, and then a lot of vitamins and minerals are also in the belly peppers. All right. Here's what was recommended in all the research that I did, and this kind of bummed me out, and I know it's going to bum you out too, because Some of my favorite vegetables are on here. Artichokes. Yeah, they're hard to digest, and they cause gas and bloating. I didn't know that about artichokes. Brussels sprout, and I love artichokes. All kinds of ways. Spinach artichoke dip, so on and so forth. Brussels sprouts, same thing. Gas and bloating. And it should only be, really, Brussels sprouts need to be careful with. And this is a new favorite of mine. I've been eating quite a bit of Brussels sprouts lately. But they should only be eaten in moderation, and they should always be cooked. Always cook them, because it'll help get some of those chemicals out that cause that gas and bloating. Cauliflower make you gassy too, and it could cause possible breathing issues. Don't have a problem with not eating any cauliflower, but I don't. Yeah, the Brussels sprouts and the artichokes kind of bum me. Oh, we're going to get even. It goes even further as we go on. Canned tomatoes. I never had a problem with. Always eat fresh tomatoes. Canned tomatoes. And I've thought this about lots of canned vegetables. Honest to gosh, they could be cancer-causing. Canned tomatoes could be cancer-causing. I'm not talking about fresh tomatoes now. I'm talking about the ones in the can. Could be cancer-causing. Are you surprised? Yeah, I'm a little surprised, because those are I use canned tomatoes a lot, so I'm going to try to stay away from those. I always try to use fresh. Snap peas. And snap peas are also one of my favorites, and I'm not too sure. They didn't rate snow peas, but because of the same hull type thing on the snap peas, they're hard to digest, and they also cause bloating and a little gas. They make you flatulent. But we all knew that about a lot of stuff anyway, you know, pinto beans, which it did not rate. These are just saying these are the worst and the best, and I'm going to go over the best once again. Onions are one of the worst. You should eat. You should not eat onions, which I don't understand why, other than it has fructan in it, which is not good for you. That also causes gas, bloating, and so on. A lot of these vegetables that do contain that fructan, and that's what causes the gas, the bloating, the constipation, and so forth. But you know, I love onions, and I love them sautéed, and it bothers me. So I guess here's the deal: is you need to kind of really back off and watch your moderation. Eat only in moderation. Those items. So the items that you shouldn't eat a lot of, you should restrict in your diet: artichokes, Brussels sprouts, cauliflower. Stay away from anything canned, but this is saying canned tomatoes. Snap peas and onions. Those are the eight things that you should stay away from. The top eight things that you should stay away from. I'm sorry about that for you big artichoke fans and those of you that are Brussels sprouts. I know it's kind of a required taste on Brussels sprouts. Not a lot of you like Brussels sprouts, but I do. I really like Brussels sprouts, and I have had them on hand. I bought those nice frozen. They come flash frozen, and there's no additives in. I could go on, but I won't. They're so good roasted in the oven, and I'm gonna have to cut way back on them. I could eat them every night, actually. All right, here's what you should eat, and you can eat them in high quantities: radishes, cucumbers, zucchini, rutabaga, yams. And I'm saying yams, not sweet potatoes, because I don't have the information on the difference between the yams and the sweet potatoes as of yet. But I will, and I'll post it on the Facebook page, the Let's Cook Facebook page. And carrots, okay? And then celery and bell pepper. And all three colors of bell pepper are just perfect. That's just fine. All right.